state and local programs. Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner, OCCC. The Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner regulates the credit industry and educates consumers and creditors. Agency efforts help produce a fair, lawful, and healthy credit environment for social and economic prosperity in Texas. The agency is charged with this authority in the Texas Finance Code. The Finance Commission of Texas appoints the Consumer Credit Commissioner. OCCC-regulated real estate transactions include home equity loans. Home equity loans allow borrowers to use the market value of a home as collateral for a loan. Loans secured by real estate are generally considered safer by lenders, resulting in lower interest rates than for other types of loans. Secondary mortgages, also known as second lien or junior lien mortgages. Secondary mortgages are secured by homes that already have at least one other mortgage or lien. Home improvement loans. Home improvement loans can hold either first lien positions, the only or primary loan secured by a house, or second lien positions. The loan principal is devoted to home repairs and renovations. Property tax lien lenders. This loan is used to pay delinquent taxes on real property. The loan pays off only the tax balances owed to the governing tax authorities. The lien authority taken by the tax authorities on the property from the delinquent taxes is transferred to the tax lien lender. Complaints against lenders regulated by the OCCC may be filed at https://occ.texas.gov/consumers/file-a-complaint. In Texas, consumer complaints against loan originators are filed with one of two state agencies, Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, SML, at http://www.sml.texas.gov/consumer-information/tdsml_consumer_complaints.html. OR, Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner, at https://occ.texas.gov. Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. The Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, SML, is an agency of the state of Texas and is subject to the oversight and under the jurisdiction of the Finance Commission of Texas. The department has two key areas of regulatory responsibility: the chartering, regulation, and supervision of the state's thrift industry, savings and loans; the licensing slash registration and regulation of the state's mortgage industry. Registered or licensed. RMLOs must be registered or licensed with Texas SML. Registered RMLOs are individuals who are associated with depository institutions, such as banks and federally insured credit unions. To register under the Mortgage Banker Registration and Residential Mortgage Loan Originator License Act, a mortgage banker must enroll in the nationwide mortgage licensing system and registry and meet the qualification requirements for a mortgage banker. All other mortgage loan originators, without exception, must be state licensed, including non-depository mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, independent contractor, loan processors, or underwriters. When building a list of RMLOs, remember the following. Ask the active agents in your firm for a list of trusted loan officers. Always check the licensing status of a loan officer at http://www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org/. Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA. The Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA, is an agency responsible for affordable housing, housing-related and community service programs, and the regulation of the state's manufactured housing industry. The department's services address a broad spectrum of housing and community affairs issues that include low-interest mortgage financing, emergency food and shelter, rental subsidy, and energy assistance. The mission of the department is to serve the state's extremely low to moderate income populations. Funding priority is given to those populations most in need of services: extremely low, very low, and low-income households and individuals. The department accomplishes this mission by acting as a conduit for federal grant funds for housing and community services. However, because several major housing programs require the participation of private investors and private lenders, TDHCA also operates as a housing finance agency. In addition, TDHCA serves as a financial and administrative resource that helps provide essential services and affordable housing opportunities to Texans who qualify for this assistance based on their income level. Finally, the department is a resource for educational materials and technical assistance for housing, housing-related, and community services matters. For more information on the TDHCA and its activities, visit their website at www.tdhca.state.tx.us. Texas Veterans Land Board, VLB. Texas Veterans Loan Program, Home Loan Program. The Texas Veterans Land Board Housing Assistance Program is a benefit that every buyer with a military background should consider. To participate in the program, the veteran obtains an FHA, VA, or conventional loan from a participating lender. The qualification process is the same as for any other FHA, VA, or conventional loan, and is open to all honorably discharged Texas veterans. The difference is that the loan is sold to the Texas Veterans Land Board, VLB, as opposed to a secondary market purchaser such as Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. The primary benefit to the veteran is that the rate on the Veterans Land Board loan is often up to 1% below prevailing market rates. For more information, visit the VLB website at https://vlb.texas.gov/. Texas Veterans Land Loans. The Veterans Land Loan Program, VLB, is the only one of its kind in the nation, allowing Texas veterans to borrow up to $150,000 to purchase land at competitive interest rates, while typically only requiring a minimum 5% down payment for tracts 1 acre or more. To be eligible for VLB financing, the land must be wholly within the state of Texas, contain at least 1 acre, excluding any portion beneath a dedicated public roadway or navigable waterway, or subject to frequent inundation or otherwise unusable, have legal, usable access to a public road. Access must be a minimum of 60 feet wide or meet the county public road width requirements, whichever is greater. Usable means that it can be driven on by a standard passenger car in inclement weather. Be properly described by either a field note description of the tract with the surveyor's official seal and signature, original or copy, or a complete copy of the recorded subdivision plat if the description is by lot and block. Not be zoned strictly for commercial use. Not have been owned by the veteran or spouse within the previous 3 years. Housing Assistance Program. In 1983, the Texas legislature created the VLB Veterans Housing Assistance Program, VHAP, to aid Texas veterans in purchasing a home. Eligible Texas veterans have an opportunity to purchase a home with a competitive, low-interest loan with little or no down payment. Veterans, military members, and their spouses may receive up to $726,200 on a fixed-rate loan for 15, 20, 25, or 30-year terms. Veterans with a VA service-connected disability rating of 30% or higher qualify for a discounted interest rate. To qualify for the VHAP, homes must meet the following requirements. Home must be the veteran's primary residence in Texas. Home must be a single-family attached or detached home, townhome, or condominium. Duplexes or other multifamily units must have been constructed at least 5 years prior to the closing date of the loan. New homes must have either ENERGY STAR certification or HERS index score of 75 or less. The home must remain as the veteran's primary residence for at least 3 years, and the veteran borrower must occupy the home within 60 days after the loan closing. Home Improvement Loan. The VLB introduced the Home Improvement Loan Program in 1986 to provide below-market interest rate loans to qualified Texas veterans for home repairs and improvement to their existing homes. The VLB offers up to $50,000 for a 20-year loan or up to $10,000 for a 10-year loan. Veterans with a VA service-connected disability rating of 30% or greater qualify for a discounted interest rate. s3.g.lo.texas.gov/vlb/loans/home-improvement/. Texas Home Equity Loans. Home equity lending in Texas was allowed by an amendment to the Texas Constitution, approved by the voters on November 4, 1997, and became effective January 1, 1998. On November 2, 1999, Texas voters approved changes that corrected problems with reverse mortgages and the size of an urban homestead. The voters approved changes to the Texas Constitution on September 13, 2003. These changes authorize home equity lines of credit, allow lenders under certain conditions to cure violations of the home equity lending law, and enable borrowers to refinance home equity loans with a reverse mortgage. Home equity loans are defined as loans that are collateralized by a non-purchase money mortgage or deed of trust on the borrower's principal residence. The borrower's equity, relative to the value of the residence, provides protection for the loan and determines the maximum amount of credit that may be advanced. Traditionally, home equity loans have been used to fund home improvements or consolidate debt. However, their popularity has expanded considerably. The uses now include consumer purchases, personal investments, working capital for small businesses, and a supplement to personal income. Equity loans can have variable interest rates, and they must amortize and contribute to the amortization of the principal. Variable rate loans must have substantially equal payments between each interest rate adjustment. Equity loan consumer disclosure. The consumer disclosure must be given at least 12 days in advance of the closing of an equity loan. A lender should establish verifiable procedures to ensure that an owner receives the required notice within the specified time frame. If a lender mails the notice to the owner, the lender must allow a reasonable time for delivery, that is, 3 days. Texas Home Equity Lines of Credit Loans. In 2003, the 78th Texas Legislature adopted, and voters approved, a constitutional amendment that addressed particular concerns pertaining to home equity loans and allowed home equity lines of credit. Texas defines a home equity lines of credit, AAELOC, as a form of an open-end account that may be debited from time to time, under which credit may be extended from time to time. The maximum line of credit is 80% of the market value of the home minus any loans secured by the home. No additional advances may be made under the line of credit if the total principal amount outstanding exceeds an amount equal to 50% of the fair market value of the home, as determined on the date the account is established. If the outstanding principal amount exceeds 50% of the fair market value of the home as determined at closing, the outstanding principal must be repaid in an amount equal to or below the 50% before subsequent advances are permitted. Texas reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are an important financial tool for many older homeowners who describe themselves as house rich and cash poor. Unlike the traditional home mortgage loan, a reverse mortgage is underwritten based upon the home's appraised value and the loan term or actuarial life expectancy of the owner, and not upon the income or earning capacity of the owner, who is most often retired and living on a fixed income. Actuarial formulas are used to determine life expectancy rates for purposes of determining the principal loan limit, which cannot exceed the expected value of the home at loan maturity. The Texas Constitution has protected homesteads from forced sale for over 150 years. Constitutional provisions did not permit liens on the homestead for reverse mortgages until January 1, 1998. In 1997, Texas voters approved a constitutional amendment proposed by the legislature that significantly modified the constitutional provisions regarding liens on a homestead, creating a lien for a reverse mortgage. However, repayment contingencies resulted in lenders electing not to make reverse mortgages. Additionally, the minimum age to obtain a reverse mortgage, set at 55 years, was inconsistent with federal law. In 1999, Texas voters approved the constitutional amendments to set the minimum age to obtain a reverse mortgage at 62, which is consistent with federal law. Additionally, the maximum size of an urban homestead was increased to 10 acres. In Texas, the authority for reverse mortgages is set forth in the Texas Constitution.